Papua New Guinea is the third largest island state in the world, but also the most rural. Of the 8 million inhabitants, only 13.25% live in cities. 40% of the population lives naturally and self-sufficiently, most of them in traditional communities based on agriculture. It's one of the least explored states in the world, which means that many species of plants and animals are still undiscovered. Unfortunately, nearly a quarter of Papua New Guinea's tropical forest were damaged or destroyed between 1972 and 2002. The island state is richly endowed with natural resources such as minerals, oil, gold, wood, resulting in its overexploitation. It's estimated that 1.4% of the tropical forest is lost every year. In 2014, Papua New Guinea is the main exporter of tropical wood, and most of this wood is cut illegally. 12% of the country's area was sold to foreign companies that were allowed by the country's government to cut forest in exchange of roads, hospitals and schools. However, this infrastructure have never been created. That means that Papua New Guinea is exploited without being beneficial to its population. Deforestation, as well as pollution and excessive hunting, threaten species and biodiversity, but also local communities. For example, mining and energy activity pollute rivers, which is one of the main sources of water for the population. There is also a large illegal trade of wild animals, such as parrots. Today, Papua New Guinea has lost about 60% of its forest because of exploitation. Fortunately, there are defenders of primary forests like Mundia Kapanga who raise awareness through films and conferences of the problems faced by primary forests, share environmentally friendly solutions, and fight against illegal trafficking.